From the JAMA Network, this is the JAMA Editor's Summary, a review of important research and review articles appearing in the latest JAMA issue.
Hello, and welcome to this JAMA Editor's Audio Summary for the January 17th, 2023 issue of JAMA. I'm Mary McDermott, Deputy Editor of JAMA. This week, there are three original research investigations in JAMA. First, in a randomized clinical trial, Dr. Robert Mentz and colleagues studied whether torsemide reduced mortality compared to furosemide in an open-label pragmatic clinical trial of 2,859 patients hospitalized with heart failure. Among patients discharged after hospitalization for heart failure, torsemide compared to furosemide did not significantly reduce all-cause mortality over 12-month follow-up. However, interpretation of these findings is limited by loss to follow-up, participant crossover, and non-adherence. In an accompanying editorial, Dr. Michelle Kittleson discusses how this negative clinical trial still advances the field of heart failure, and she also discusses the benefits and challenges of executing pragmatic trials. Second, a multi-centered randomized clinical trial by Donna Franklin and colleagues studied the effects of early high-flow nasal oxygen compared to standard oxygen therapy on length of hospital stay in hospitalized children who had acute hypoxic respiratory failure. In this randomized clinical trial that included 1,567 children aged 1 to 4 years old, nasal high-flow oxygen as the initial primary therapy did not significantly reduce the length of hospital stay compared with standard oxygen therapy. These results do not support nasal high-flow oxygen as initial primary therapy compared to standard oxygen therapy for hospitalized children with acute hypoxic respiratory failure. Third, a retrospective cohort study assessed the association of sex chromosome aneuploidy with venous thromboembolism in 642,554 individuals ages 18 to 90. In these analyses, adults with an excess of sex chromosome aneuploidies compared with adults with two sex chromosomes had a small but statistically significant increased risk of venous thromboembolism. Further research is needed to understand the clinical implications of these findings. There are three viewpoints in this issue of JAMA. First, a viewpoint by Drs. Robert Califf and Brian King proposes a system-level approach in the United States to help patients quit smoking, including the potential role that the FDA can play in facilitating smoking cessation in the United States. In a second viewpoint, Drs. Kevin Erickson, Melandria Worsley, and Wolfgang Winkelmeyer summarize the 50-year history of the United States National Program for Treating Kidney Failure. The authors discuss how the United States program for end-stage kidney disease is entering a time of transition in which new challenges and disruptions interact with the transition to value-based payment, with consequences that are unclear. In a third viewpoint, Dr. Sabine Hildebrandt discusses anatomy as a medical science and its history involving ethical transgressions that occurred in Nazi Germany. In the clinical review and education section of JAMA, a narrative review by Jessica Seidelman and colleagues discusses prevention of surgical site infections. Approximately 0.5 to 3% of patients undergoing surgery develop a surgical site infection. This review discusses specific interventions that can prevent these infections, including avoiding razors for hair removal, maintaining normal thermia, using chlorhexidine gluconate plus alcohol-based skin preparation agents, decolonization with intranasal anti-staphylococcal agents, anti-staphylococcal skin antiseptics for high-risk procedures using negative pressure wound therapy and perioperative glucose control. This review is accompanied by a podcast. Also, in the clinical review and education section, a clinical challenge presents the case of a 62-year-old nulligravida woman who reports 10 months of progressive abdominal distension, diffuse abdominal pain, and a 25-kilogram weight gain. Abdominal exam showed a mass extending from the epigastrium to the pelvis. Laboratory testing, including cancer antigen levels, were unremarkable. What would you do next? A JAMA patient page discusses atopic dermatitis, eczema, and its symptoms and treatment options. In the Peace of My Mind section, a medical student recounts the high price to their mental health for embracing the advice of their childhood therapist to fake it until you make it. A research letter by Carbello and colleagues discusses the degree to which blood draws occurred during traditional sleep hours of hospitalized patients and investigates trends in this practice over time. A second research letter consists of a matched cohort study that used data from the French National Health Insurance Database to assess whether a 19.5 milligram levonorgestrel intrauterine system compared to a 52 milligram system was associated with increased use of antidepressant, hypnotic, and anxiolytic medications. In the Medical News and Perspectives section of the journal, the relatively newly identified fungus Candida auris is discussed. Candida auris is a resilient species, resistant to treatment with antifungal agents, yet highly contagious and associated with serious infections and increased mortality. Thanks for listening. This is Mary McDermott, Deputy Editor of JAMA. This episode was produced by Daniel Morrow at the JAMA Network. The audio team, listed alphabetically here, also includes Mary Lynn Furkeluk, Audrey Foreman, Lisa Hardin, Hannah Park, Shelley Steffens, and Dr. Linda Brubaker, Senior Editor of Multimedia. Thanks for listening.